in the, what was the room called where you spent most of your time as a child? You probably had one room where the whole family...
Front room.
Front room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned the pine shelf outside the window that you... how did you keep the light out of the windows where you had glass? How did you keep the light out?
Just didn't. We didn't have shades or anything. No maybe shade, you'd have a flower sack curtain or something over it, or maybe some of them had the flower material and make a little curtain.
But no shutters? Never?
No. They used to have some wood, what they call wooden shutters before. A lot of people didn't even have the glass windows, you know, and they'd have wooden shutters that would open up and shut. And, I can remember back when they didn't have screen doors and screened over the windows.
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep things that, say, a broken toy, you didn't want to throw it away, but you didn't want to, you wanted to put it someplace without destroying it? Did you have a storeroom or plunder room or junk room or anything like that?
Always, I reckon, usually carried stuff like that to the smokehouse. That's where we smoked the meat and hung it up and stuff. And of course, there was always room to pile in a lot of junk, you know.
I see.
Carried to the smokehouse. And we're still bothered with that. We've got a old smokehouse right out there, and it's just crammed. It's just like McGee's closet. You can open the door and look in there. And it'll just fall in on you, you know.
Don't have meat anymore.
No, the meat don't bother us.
If you made a bed on the floor as a child, what would you call that?
Pallet.
Just a pallet?
Yeah.
And that would be made up of what?
Sometimes they'd throw a mattress down there but I've slept on a mini one when we just had a quilt down there, you know. Throw a quilt down the floor in the kitchen.
Did you folks ever hear that called a Baptist pallet?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Methodist pallet or whatever.
Oh, I see.
They'd call them.
Yeah.
If you were staying with the Baptist, that's a Baptist pallet. Or if you're at the Methodist home, well, we'll put down some Methodist pallets.
I see. are you folks Baptist?
Yes.
I see. So. Your home would have a Baptist church, then.
Yeah. I can remember Mother, when I was a child, she had what she called a straw bed, and it was straw bed, just made out of hay. Mm-hmm. And she said when she was a child that they made beds out of shucks, you know, corn husks.
Well, I've seen some beds.
Stripped those husks down off of the corn, you know, and I don't know where they'd tear them up and make beds out of shucks.
Tear them up and pack that tick, I guess you'd call it anyway.
Bed ticking.
Mm-hmm. And pack that with shucks and it'd sleep on a shuck bed.
In fact, it wouldn't be as prickly as straw, would it?
No.
Shucks,
I figured it would.
And see,
a lot of them didn't even have springs, bed springs. They just had what they called slats across the bed, you know, and put these straw beds or shuck beds on there.
That's
getting back there, though, quite a few years.
There again is an example of people making do with what they have.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you have a little room off the kitchen? As a matter of fact, could I ask you just how the room or how the house was arranged? You'd have a front room and then it was all on one floor, is that